This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. So whatever you're dealing with, realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about thriving. It's all about going to that next level in your health. And it's about choices. So remember, if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list can go on and on. But you don't have to be stuck where you are. You can make better choices. That's what we want to help you do on this show. All right, a good night's rest. Talk about it. Talk about sleep a lot because it's important. And again, if you're not sleeping well, you're not feeling well, you don't have energy, and you don't look well. And so from aging to energy, the whole nine yards, we know that sleep plays a significant role in our overall health, but not getting enough can be a big deal. So what can you do to get more sleep? I'm going to talk to you about some suggestions that can help. Number one, you want to take a little time to wind it down in the evening. Take it down a notch. Don't work. Watch TV or try to play video games or exercise right before bed. You always need a little bit of time to unwind. So try reading or conversing with a friend or your spouse. But give yourself a good hour to wind down and turn off the phones. Medea says, put the phone on the hook. So, you know, the thing is, you have to get off the phone. Shut it down. The mobile devices, the tablets. Don't lay in bed with it dark and have the screen blaring in your eyes. You're firing up the pineal gland, and it really messes your whole circadian rhythm up. It's one of those things that we didn't really deal with many years ago, but now it's become a real challenge, and they've done a lot of studies on it. And that little pineal gland in the brain produces melatonin. The melatonin goes out and causes your body to kind of chill out and go into sleep mode. When you're firing up some kind of heavy light like that, especially a certain blue light that comes out of the screens, it keeps the pineal gland exacerbated, and it really makes it into a place where you can't wind it down mentally. So it's really concerning. The right mattress can be another deal, too. So you want to make sure you're comfortable. Get a good bed that supports your body. You don't wake up with all kinds of back pain and headaches the next morning. But also be cautious with your budget. Don't go out and buy the latest gimmick because it seems to be the hot thing on TV or the latest infomercial. So be smart with the money as well. Keep lights and sounds in your bedroom to a minimum as well. Have some blackout curtains if you need them. If you're going to bed, you know, earlier when it's still daylight outside, so your brain won't begin to shut down. Make sure to also take medications at the proper time of the day and supplements too, because if you take certain supplements later on in the day, it could keep you up at night. For example, if you were taking supplements, certain B vitamins, you took them at night, that could keep you up. Or if you took support for adrenal health later in the evening, it could stimulate the adrenal glands and keep you up. That's another big issue too. So just be cautious with how you do that. All these conditions, or all these situations can affect sleep. And it's delicate too. I mean, if you work all day, for the most part, if you work 18 hours a day and you're in that mode, it's hard not to go to sleep. You just pass out. I tend to be in that category every now and then. When my head hits the pillow, I'm gone. I've never, thank the Lord, ever had any issues with sleep. All I got to do is when I'm off the air, I can get to the bedroom from the studio and I'm gone. It's over. So it doesn't take long. Don't have to wind this guy down. But yeah, sleep apnea can be another big one too. I would go, and if you think you might have it, if you're overweight, you snore, or your spouse says you snore, go get a test done, because sleep studies now are easy to get accomplished. They're everywhere. And it can give you valuable information to know whether your body is kind of going down that direction or not. And you need to know. It's important to know. Because if you are dealing with sleep issues, so much can be done to help you really begin to thrive again. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website, oncallradio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, that's a provider in your area, healthcare professional that believes the same way we do, can help you go to that next level with your health and with your life, check out the website. There you can find all kinds of information to help you get along and go along to where you need to be so you can make better choices and tackle what kind of health challenges you're dealing with right now. Going to the phones, let's talk with Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
I had major surgery 7 weeks ago, and then another procedure 5 weeks ago. And after the second procedure, I started breaking out with the hives from head to toe. Well, not from head to toe. First at the suture sites, and then it gradually started going up the torso, and then slowly has gone down. Been treated for with a dose of steroid cream, and then prednisone, and then now the doctor switched to another anti-itch drug and sleeping pills because I'm not sleeping. Just wondering if you've ever heard of patients after surgery coming out with a rash and having a clue what it could be. Haven't started the allergist yet, but that is my next step next week.
Well, understood, that's for sure. Yeah, the rashes after surgery can come from several different issues. It could be bacteria that's in the wrong way in the digestive tract. Because remember, typically what shows up on the skin is happening in the gut. So a lot of times it could be the wrong kind of bacteria. It could be yeast or fungal issues that could be developing. That's another area that you might want to consider. And you know, then also it could just be a baseline infection. If it is some type of rash that's allergic in nature, it means there's excess histamine happening. You might have some chemicals, some lotions, creams that might be affecting it, making it worse. Or if you've got any kind of food sensitivities that might be going on in the digestive tract, that might be an issue as well to be looked at. So you really want to consider all those areas in looking at it. But one of the keys, really, that you want to focus on in that is having someone look at it. I mean, a dermatologist, they can really oversee it. And because with rashes, it's one of those things where we could talk about it here on the air. But when skin conditions, it's so much easier for a trained eye to just look. I mean, most of the times they can just look at it and say, oh, this is what it is. We need to do this, 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 and this. I mean, they've seen it 1,000 times. It's just the way it is. So I would get that looked at. But, yeah, there's a lot of different ways. But you have to take care of it typically if it's got any of those other components to it, always internally and externally. So they may have to tackle it with some creams on the outside, but internally you've got to tackle it with what's going on in the digestive tract. That is a big key, too. Hope that helps. Paul in Trenton, New Jersey says, I turned 42 and I'm starting to feel a little older. Because I was just informed last week that I have what's called trapped gas. Can you tell me about it? Well, I can tell you that welcome to your 40s. And the trapped gas, probably not a lot of fun. Just let it out. Not around someone too close to you. But it can, the trapped gas typically, depending on what they mean by that, you can get excessive gas to build up, and one of the keys is working on the digestive tract. So probiotics are really good to help get the right kind of bacterial flora going in the gut so that you digest, process your food better. You can get the bacteria making the right butyric acid to make the digestive tract better so everything can function at a higher level, and that typically can cause some of the resolve. But your GI doc will be able to help. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now
call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick. It can also get well. It's all about making the right choices and decisions every single day to be able to thrive. We want to help you do that. So the reality is you don't have to be stuck. You really can make some greater changes. That is what it's all about. And really, when it comes down to it, if you've made bad choices over the long period of time, taking 4 medications, 30 pounds overweight, and you feel like you're stuck, feel like it's just genetics, you're in your 40s or 50s, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm just kind of stuck here. I don't really want to stay here, but I really want to get my health back. You can do that. But it's about making the better decisions in your life. And all you have to do is start. That's the key. Start. Start now. Start today. And then you can really begin to thrive. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the web, oncallradio.com. Now, one of the challenges you want to focus on, which I really look at, are a lot of the worst foods, per se, that people say. So if you gain weight and or you're trying to lose weight, there are certain foods that you want to avoid. And you think, well, these are foods that are supposed to be healthy, but they're actually foods that we need to avoid. The New Zealand Medical Journal actually listed out certain foods that we think are healthy, but they're not. So I'm going to rip through a couple of them with you. Number one are biscuits, alcoholic drinks. Think about that. Cakes and candy. Of course, coconut cream depends on what kind you have, but some of the coconut cream can actually be good for you. Corn chips, of course, the GMO versus non-GMO controversy, and just the corn flour in general. You want to watch out for the deli meats that have the nitrites in them that are not nitrite-free. Be careful with that. And donuts, of course, a lot of the energy drinks because of the caffeine, but also some of the basics. I mean, fried food, I can't even believe we still eat that, really. I mean, in the South, which is where obviously I'm from, it's still everywhere. I mean, restaurants, it's still, the pictures are still on the walls, and it's still what people go for. And it's weird, you go out to like California and Arizona and Colorado. I mean, in some little small towns you may see it, but you don't go into the big restaurants at all and see anything like that, really. It's interesting, that whole thing. Frozen yogurt is not that healthy. Come on, guys, really. It's just nothing but it's still a bunch of sugar. It's got some bacterial cultures in it. They can help call it yogurt, but it really is loaded with sugar. It's the same thing as eating a bucket of ice cream. Another fruit juice. Go with fruits instead of fruit juice, really, because the deal is, fruit juice, although it's got some nutrition to it, especially if it's 100% juice, it still raises the blood sugar levels in a way that you don't want it to. So you want to steer clear of a lot of the fruit juice and go with the fruit. So example, instead of orange juice, eat oranges. Instead of apple juice, eat apples. Pretty simple. High-fat crackers, that's a gimme. Stay away from a lot of the breads, pastas, cereals, crackers. Mayonnaise, of course, the granola bars, this is a big one. So, and I'm not just picking on the brand, but just typical granola bars in general, we think, oh, they're healthy, and you look over and it's the number one ingredient is sugar. And it's the sugar and the processed grain that makes it taste good, but yet it's throwing your blood sugar all over the place, causing you, guess what? Store body fat. Not a good thing. All your cakes, your pies, your desserts for the most part, you can make alternatives, which are really good. And there's a lot of great recipes on the website. You can find that there. But yeah, it's really, really challenging to find that. You've got to make sure that you use different sweeteners like agave, stevia, use gluten-free, different cake mixes. There's a lot of great recipes that you can do and enjoy at the same time, but not be stuck with all the junk. So it's about making better choices and better decisions along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. All right, Terry, we're going to you next on the phones. How can I help?
Yeah, I've experiencing tingling in the legs. And now they got me on the medication, and that's better. But now I lost all energy, and I developed a little heart issue.
Well, Well, and that can be a challenge. So hopefully you've gone to your primary care and they've talked to you about that and, of course, are guiding you and advising you, because when you deal with heart-related issues at all, you want to have that checked out and have a good nutritional plan around it, because the better nutrition that you have, the more supportive you will be. And the key is, I mean, basics, like supporting the body against cholesterol, making sure that it's making the right kind of cholesterol, the HDL, and getting rid of the bad kind of cholesterol, the LDLs. All of that is important. Also, it's very important to focus on getting the right kind of nutrition on a regular basis, too. And the reason is CoQ10, for example, is fantastic for supporting the heart, being very cardioprotective in the middle of any stress that could be going on. And the B vitamins, they're all extremely important in this situation. Look at lowering the inflammation, too, because remember, whatever happens in the gut happens throughout the body. So when you start looking at inflammatory process, you can start looking at issues like making sure you have the right kind of foods coming in every day. So things like lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, the whole nine. They make a big difference in your overall health, and getting them in on a regular basis can help. It's all about thriving, not just barely making it. And making those kind of choices and decisions can make a big difference as well. Cynthia in North Carolina wants to know how to drop the belly fat. Well, nothing is going to really be that spot specific for just getting rid of the belly fat. However, when you look at dropping fat, look at it as a whole. And if your body's holding on to it spot specific, I can tell you this. There are certain estrogens that your doctor can test for that will cause you to hold fat in certain areas. For example, estrone will cause you to hold body fat all over. Estradiol causes it to be in the hips, and estriol causes it to be in the waist for guys and gals. So if you can target and find out which estrogen is higher, you can actually be spot specific in the reduction by causing that estrogen metabolite to be more metabolized, and that can help tremendously. Coming up, more information to empower your health. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com.
This is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about thriving. So the choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. What kind of choices are you making? That's the key. Realizing that your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, no one can help you take responsibility for your health but you. All right, are you dealing with obesity? Gain the weight, can't drop it. Here's some top obesity facts, and I tackle this a lot because right now we're at about a 65, almost 70% obesity rate in the country. It's incredible. Actually, people being overweight, the battle of the bulge. It is a serious deal. And some of the top tips, number one, weight loss improves memory. It does. Obese women who lose weight notice improvement in memory almost instantly. According to a new study published by the Endocrine Society in their 95th annual meeting, they looked at it from the Northwest Medicine that links memory loss to weight. And the more an older woman weighs, the worse her memory is. And the study was a part of a larger study founded by the Swedish Research Council and the Swedish Heart-Lung Foundation. I talked about the BMI, and of course, each BMI point increase in a woman's weight. The New Endocrine Society study shows that memory loss is reversible. The brain activity pattern during memory testing was important as well, and they said the BMI dropped typically on average between 32 and 29. So obese people have weaker immune systems. We know that for sure. So lower levels of vitamin D in obese people may affect the immune system and increase the risk for asthma and allergy, according to a new research study. The Endocrine Society researchers found a link between the severity of a person's obesity and certain biochemical measures of the allergic disease. As an inflammatory disorder, the fat around the midsection causes inflammation, and obesity can affect anything from diabetes to asthma to cancer. So the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, in addition, obesity may decrease the effectiveness of the influenza vaccine as well, according to this new study. So interesting how the weight that we carry can impact our overall immune system and our body's ability to fight. Well, here's another one that you may not like, but obesity can wreck your sex life. Not a great thing, right? So the hormonal changes associated with obesity can cause libido to drop in both men and women. And the balance of the sex hormones really is a complex one, they say. But the American Board of Obesity Medicine, in general, these obese men have decreased testosterone levels and elevated estrogen. That's what causes a lot of the weight gain. Whereas obese women develop hyperandrogenic, which is excess male hormone. And so the hormone imbalance in obese women leads to PCOS and includes symptoms like excess body hair, irregular menses, acne, and contributes to infertility. So the insulin levels can mediate the changes, but no one knows exactly at what level fat cells will cause these changes. So the obesity patterns also appear early. Early childhood growth and feeding patterns may impact early childhood weight and obesity status. And a lot of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention studies they did on obese children, they said recently, which I think is interesting, at the Pediatric Obesity Council, looked that the breastfed babies were about 2.5 times lower at risk for obesity than ones that were not. And again, if you can't breastfeed, you can't breastfeed. But if you have the ability to, moms, please at least do it for 6 months. Please. I know it's uncomfortable. Maybe a hassle. Do what you have to do. Ask your employer if you can bring your baby. Get a little office off to the side. I mean, do what you can with what you have. I've seen women do that. Pretty incredible. Or just taking it to work and just you know, you get some leave time possibly. But if you can't, do everything you can to make it work. Some people just can't stop eating. So here's the deal. If you feel ravenous after lunch and going all day without food, there's a little genetic defect called Prader-Willi. And it's a lack of the ability to regulate their appetite. And generally, they cannot stop eating. Cindy Heiss, who's a PhD and a dietitian at the Metropolitan State University in Denver. So Prader-Willi syndrome is characterized by such voracious appetite for food, such as a brain dysregulation of appetite. And it's quite a challenge. People are not even knowing that they have it, and they're misdiagnosed. So gases in a person's breath could predict obesity rate, too. So analyzing a person's breath now, they can actually indicate the likelihood that they're going to be a heavy-set adult. So the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism actually did a study where they found that people with high concentrations of both hydrogen and methane gas in their breath are more likely to have higher BMI and higher body fat. They don't really know what yet comes first, but this is new research and new studies, so I think it's pretty interesting. Now, obesity ranks as the second most preventable cause of death. Now, that is amazing to me because it's so simple. All we got to do is drop the weight. So much of the illness related to chronic disease traces back to the lack of physical activity and poor nutrition. Well, conditions related to obesity include high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, increased risk of gallstones, and metabolic syndrome. And a group of the risk factors defined by large waistline, high triglycerides and low and normal HDL, higher than normal blood pressure and higher than normal fasting blood sugar. In addition, obesity increases the risk of certain cancers too, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, and reproductive issues. So with the war on obesity, we've got to create a way to create a better lifestyle, change the metabolism, and maximize someone's life. So obesity may increase the risk of osteoporosis too. So obesity was thought to be protective of bone loss, but a new research study shows just the opposite might be true. Higher levels of bone marrow fat put people at increased risk of fracture, a new study says. Interesting. So older people are less obese too. Changes in body fat and lean muscle tissue after the age of 60, the trend really declines, and it differs between men and women, but most people, based on the Center for Nutrition and Weight Management at Boston Medical Center, had leading obesity medicine specialist. In general, everyone gains weight, but women continue to go into their 70s before they start to drop off. So if you're thin and you start to lose taste and a sense of smell, then you're seeing it happen at that point. So a little weight loss can go a long way. They say just losing excess body weight starts a chain reaction of health benefits. Dr. Apovian says, the good news is you don't have to put down your ideal weight, but I'm honest, about 5 to 10%, they say, of weight loss can trigger the improvements in blood pressure, lipids, and glucose. And even other issues, I mean, with longevity, the whole nine yards, acid reflux is such a big deal. And with a 30-pound weight loss, on average, for somebody that's, say, 250 pounds, you'll start seeing dramatic improvements in all your numbers. That's why so many people are doing the weight loss plans, the DVDs and the videos, and following nutrition plans, and they're fighting obesity that way. And literally, all their numbers are changing, and the primary care doctor is all fired up. Because they know that they can get them to change and transition their lifestyle, then they can really begin to win. I just think it's fascinating, and it's an absolute key to winning this battle. Because it's a challenge, and so many people struggle with it, and yet if they can get into becoming that gold standard of making better choices for themselves, they can really begin to thrive again. That's what we want to see for so many people and encourage them along the way. On this show, that's for sure what we want to see, because you matter. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. Go to the phones to talk with Wallace. Hi, Wallace.
I have what the doctors are calling a combination of Raynaud's, Berger's disease, whereby I get sores and my hands get cold beyond belief. The pain is unbearable.
The Raynaud's is unbearable, and it can be very, very painful. And it has to do with an autoimmune condition. Matter of fact, they call it the phenomenon, the Raynaud's phenomenon, because they still really are not certain of what causes it. And that's why they just kind of leave it in that term. They put it in the category many times of autoimmune, but they just still really don't know the deep-rooted triggers of what causes that. So from a natural or lifestyle perspective, some of the best things that you can do typically with something like this is to manage it really well from a nutritional standpoint and make sure that you're doing everything you can to keep inflammation low in the body, of course, and to do everything you can to exercise and build the immune system up and keep it strong. And watch out for food sensitivities. You might want to get some allergy testing done. Talk to maybe a dietitian, a lifestyle coach about getting more of those areas looked at. Because someone that really understands metabolism, they understand foods, they understand how well the body functions, they can understand what food sensitivities might be causing that and could be a trigger. You know, it might not just be something that's just where it is what it is and it's there. You might get better improvement by eliminating something like gluten. Might get 50% in symptom reduction. So if you can find certain triggers that can help lower these situations, that's how you actually win in these sorts of things. Because Raynaud's is no joke. The pain that people really experience with Raynaud's is varying, but when it's severe, it's severe. And it can be really, really challenging. That's why a lot of people with Raynaud's move to the very warm climates, just because the extreme cold just puts them into a tailspin. So I would look into some of that. Keep us posted. You can always send me an email at oncallradio.com. 888-283-7272. Coming up, we've got to talk about some stroke issues. If you know anybody that deals with stroke, we're going to talk about some ways to support the body, natural ways to improve it. Also, I've got some more benefits I want to tell you about. And calls, I see you guys waiting. Hang tight. We're going to get to you. I'm sure of it. Our social media, don't forget you can jump in there at the website and all the tweets and Facebook and emails. If you want us to answer in private, you don't want to be on the show, it's okay. We'll answer in private, take care of you any way that we can. But keep us posted, anything that you need, and we'll be right back to take your calls.
your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. So if you see somebody that knows or have had a stroke or they're concerned they might have one due to family history, I want to tell you some tips that you can give them or you can be aware of, maybe for a spouse, to keep aware of in case you think they might be having a stroke. Stroke's a big deal. It's one of the leading health challenges that we're seeing today, and it's increased even more. So here's some quick tips about strokes that everyone should really know. Number one, when somebody's having a stroke, they're going to have trouble seeing or blurry vision. It causes double vision. And it may not be that well recognized with facial weakness or arm weakness and speech issues, but usually there's going to be some trouble seeing or blurry vision. Also, difficulty speaking or confusion. So when former Chicago Bears head coach Mike Ditka suffered from what doctors told him was a very minor stroke, one of the symptoms he experienced was difficulty speaking. Couldn't put words together. They started slurring. And a stroke can impair the ability to express yourself or understand speech. So repeat the phrase, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Are you slurring words using something that you would know so easily? There's a 72% chance you've had a stroke. So weak arms or legs, when you've had a stroke, it's common for an arm or leg or both to suddenly get weak or numb or become paralyzed. And often the affected limb is on one side of the body, opposite from where the stroke occurred in the brain. That's very important to note. So that gives the doctors, even when you see that happen, it already leaves them without any other testing to know what side of the brain potentially was affected. Dizziness and loss of balance is another one. So if you get dizzy, nauseated, and have trouble walking, then that could be a challenge. Wayne State University and Detroit Medical Center stroke program said that sometimes sudden dizziness is attributed to viral syndromes. Be careful with that. Pain is another issue. So pain is not a typical stroke symptom. But if you have sudden pain in the arm, leg, or one side of your face or chest, don't brush it off. It could be a severe issue. Severe headaches, too, are another big deal. So sudden, severe, perhaps tough headache, the worst you've ever had, is a common stroke symptom. And one study involving about 580 patients found that people who experienced headache with the onset of stroke tended to be younger and have a history of migraines. A droopy face is another issue, too. A sudden one-sided facial weakness can be a sign of a stroke. Very, very common. And emergency medical personnel will ask you to smile or show your teeth when they're considering what's actually happened to you. And fatigue or mental changes can be another issue, too. Another study found that about 23% of women reported altered mental status compared with about 15% of men. So if there's some kind of mental change that women will go through, then you'll notice that as part of the stroke. Hiccups are another big issue, too. So hiccups are a minor nuisance, but when the brain is affected and the breathing center is affected, it can cause constant hiccups. That's a big one. Breathlessness and heart palpitations. So you might not have AFib. You might be dealing with some issues related to the stroke or the onset of one. So always go to your doctor. If any of these symptoms are going on and they're persistent, go see your doctor so they can help you properly diagnose what's happening or rule it in or rule it out, as we say. Very important. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Go to the website, oncallradio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. Now, check out our lifestyle providers, too. So if you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, just go to the website. You can find a provider in your area that believes the same way we do. Our team members are there to help you along the way. Let's go to the phones and talk with Jack. Hi, Jack.
I have mild degenerative disc disease, and my meloxicam is is the only treatment that I've found effective. It's really tough on my kidneys, and I've heard that there is another way to treat the terrible pain that I feel. It's my brain that takes those signals as extreme pain as opposed to... I don't feel any tingling in my arms or anything like that, and I'm on some medication that's really tough on my kidneys. I was wondering if there was another treatment.
Well, with DJD or any kind of degenerative disc type disease, you know, one thing you have to really consider is any kind of therapy that would involve non-surgery. And chiropractic care, my opinion, is one of the best. With chiropractic care, too, you're going to be able to work on preserving the disc as much as possible and the nerve. So when the disc starts getting degenerated and you really start getting that the disc to not be healthy and you create a lot of nerve issues, nerve pain, that becomes a challenge. And also you've got to look at the sciatic nerve too. That runs through the piriformis muscle, through the gluteal muscles, pretty much your butt. And it's a huge nerve, the largest nerve in the body. It's easy for that muscle to get in spasm, which can cause issues. And after that happens, you want to be really, really cautious with what's happening. So I would encourage you with this type of situation to make sure that you get some form of treatment and care. And that's why I think chiropractic care is so powerful at what you're dealing with, because from a therapeutic perspective, there's so many different ways to do it. There's a cold laser that can be used to repair and regenerate. It can help break up scar tissue. It can help repair and regenerate tissue. I mean, it's incredible. And also there's treatment methods like decompression therapy that can help keep the disc healthy in your spine. A healthy spine, healthy body, because the nervous system controls everything. And if the nervous system's not working right on the preventative side, you're not going to work right. So having your body maintained, especially in a situation like you're talking about, there are so many ways to support it if you make the right decisions to do so. And that can be quite helpful. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give us a call. Always, you can go to our website too. Make sure to check out our newsletter that is so powerful. It can help you with great tips to empower your health and your life. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.